since we know we are not going to be able to achieve quorum, unfortunately, this call will be primarily informational in nature. There were several resolutions that I wanted to attend to, but we will have to send those to the list. Good news is, I guess the call will be a little shorter than anticipated, but we'll send the items and the relevant material to the list, and we'll have to do resolutions in that form. Hello, who
joined? Is someone joined?
Hello, this is Roloff.
Hi, Roloff.
Hello.
Good morning, Roloff. It's Byron.
Hi, Byron. How are you?
I am well, thanks. I'm well, thanks. And yourself? You're doing very well in the Netherlands with skating, I see, in the Olympics.
Yeah, don't we?
You're not really leaving any room or medals for anybody else, it seems.
Well, not for the skating, maybe, but for other sports we do, I think.
Okay, we're going to go to item number 2 on the agenda, minutes and action. Were there any comments or input on the minutes? Hearing none, can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yep, support.
Yep.
And a second, thank you. The action item. Debbie, I saw action items over here.
Yes, there's one action item that hasn't been completed. That's action 9101. The secretariat sent out a call for volunteers for the cross-community drafting team for joint working group principles. And this hasn't been done because we were still waiting for the charter to be adopted before doing so.
Okay,
shall I read you two other actions? They have been completed.
Yes, please.
Okay, action 9102, the secretariat has set up a face-to-face meeting for the travel funding committee for further discussion on the issue of designated spots for travel funding. This will be a part of the council workshop in Singapore, so there's no separate session for that, but it's going to be part of the council workshop. And then action 9103, Bart Boswinkle to send an updated version of the work plan to the council email list, and this has been done.
Good, thank you. Item number 3 on the agenda was reporting from the various individuals who have been tasked with keeping us all up to date on the various threads of the Internet governance discussion going on. And anybody who's been trying to pay attention will realize that that is a significant job in a number of these forums, given the level of traffic and dialogue happening on some. Pardon me. I know that several of the folks who were tasked with reporting in are not on the call, so we will only be able to provide input on a few of these threads, but we will do that. Matthew is not on the call. Is that correct?
No, he's not.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I know Demi and Carolina are not. However, yesterday Carolina sent me a written update, which I will forward to this group after the call. In terms of the fifth panel, there is nothing to report since our last meeting, though next week will be the second face-to-face meeting of the fifth panel. So certainly after that, there will be more to report. And on the fourth item here, I know Debbie is not on the call, but Keith is going to speak to this issue. Keith, go ahead. And as well, he's going to speak to his own on the CWG.
Okay, that's that, Byron. And yes, I think Debbie, sends her apologies. We're at Apricot in Malaysia at the moment, or APTLD, and so a lot of distractions for a lot of local folks, including Hiro Hotta, who probably I didn't hear his apology, but I know he's tied up at the moment as well. Anyway, so on to the strategic panel for the internet governance ecosystem. That group has concluded its work and have a report ready to be published, and I understand it's going through the machinations of ICANN publishing on the website. To put it in a brief little bit of perspective, I got a copy today and it's about 40 pages and very, very dense reading. They've done some pretty useful work, this group. This was chaired by Vint Cerf and includes the likes of Alejandro Pesanti and Pindar Wong and others. But to give you a flavour of what this group's come up with, the six headings of the relevant paragraphs are everyone and everything on it, meaning of governance, perspectives on internet governance, mapping the internet governance ecosystem, principles for ICANN in this ecosystem, and roadmap towards globalisation of ICANN. And I think from the couple of pages that I've read of the 9-page executive summary, a clear feeder for your panel made sure that they remained focused and on task to be a good feeder for a higher level strategy panel discussion. So I think, from my perspective, it looks like a very useful document from the first glance. It looks I think, in particular, the principles for ICANN will resonate with the CCTLD community and give us some grounds for a quite useful debate on that. In terms of the CCWG Internet Governance, the Cross-Constituency Working Group on Internet Governance, I have missed the last couple of calls of this group because of the not particularly happy times that it's been meeting for me while I'm in New Zealand. But I think this group is starting to get a little bit more functional. It should have been a small group of 10 or 12 people, a couple from each of the constituencies in ICANN, but for some reason it has blown out to a group of about 50, with several people coming from each of the sub-constituencies within the GSI. So it's not been a small focused group whose job it is to discuss the perspectives of their SOs and ACs, but rather a large group, and it's been rather dysfunctional in finding a charter and a way forward. But I think that this is likely to resolve as we go forward, particularly by the time we get to Singapore, where it will meet face to face. But just in the last couple of weeks, there seems to have been some traction on the list and some settling down, so it's looking quite useful. And so that's it from me, but I noticed Bart has his hand raised, so he may have something to add since he was involved in creating the charter.
Yes, thank you, Keith. I've been listening to some of these calls of the CCW as well, and say the two things probably of interest for the council. One is they're currently working on some statements in preparation of the Brazil meeting, around what is multi-stakeholder model, etc. And the second thing is they're working with ICANN staff for a slot on Monday morning directly following the opening ceremony for a full discussion around internet governance with the community. Thank you.
Bart, I have a question.
Go ahead.
But I know that the topics they are, they're talking about are the topics that the Brazil meeting is asking for comments on. And so So, I mean, did I hear you right when you said that they will be making? I mean, they will be working on a statement.
Not so.
They
go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go. I mean, just.
Keith, you wanted to answer.
Sorry, the panel, this strategic panel on ICANN's role in internet governance is likely to do this, or is seeking to do a presentation in Singapore of its findings, but I don't think it is in itself seeking to have a statement to the Brazil meeting, although I guess that would be an output if the community endorsed what they're presenting. But at this stage, I think they're just opening their paper for public consultation, which will run through at least to ICANN Singapore.
Yes, and maybe in addition, Yong-Am, to clarify, I was talking about the cross-community working group. So that's the working group Keith is attending and Patricio was attending and volunteered for, and Jordan Carter. And they are working on some statements around, say, multi-stakeholder and definitions in order to prepare for the Brazil meeting. But this will be part, I imagine, of the discussion with the community in Singapore.
Okay.
This is Becky. I just wanted to alert people that I am here.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay.
Are there any other questions for Keith or Bar? Okay, thank you. Items 3.3 and 3.4 are related to some degree. As some of you will know that Patricio has had to step down from his role on following the work group on internet governance and leaving Keith and Jordan still as the point people on that. However, given the magnitude of activity happening in and around this subject, moving on to 3.4, there's been some discussion and I think what is going to be a worthy endeavor to create a study group that will be a little bit more formalized in terms of producing an output than simply the verbal reports that we've been receiving to date on this subject. And the basic idea here is that the individuals who are currently tasked with following the various threads of the internet governance discussion will create a slightly more formal group and produce some written output, try to bring together all of these various threads and make sense of them in order to help our CCNSO members get meaning from all of the various working groups. However, it does require a resolution to form a study group. If we don't have quorum, we won't be able to do it today, but we will put that to the list, try to adopt that resolution. I see the materials that have already been sent. We can't do a resolution, but are there any questions? And as part of that, not only will we have the folks who are currently tasked with following the various issues, we will also make a call to have other participants on the study group should they wish. But given we can't do a resolution, are there any general questions on 3.4?
Byron, firstly, I just wanted to speak in support of the study group, which sounds as though it would be very helpful. There isn't an ideal place to raise this point, so I'll just raise it now, and it follows on from the thread of my previous comment at the last CCNSO. in that I remain very concerned that we're not going to have enough CCTLD managers on the ground in Brazil. I am increasingly concerned about that.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and we certainly don't have clarity, as far as I can tell, on how the participants are going to be selected.
Leslie, Byron, this is Roelof. Leslie, maybe I missed your point, but where does that concern come from? Is that because there's not enough interest, or because there will be not enough places available to go there?
Yes. So I started this one, apologies, on our last council call. And at that time, we heard from Demi on the ongoing arrangements. And at that stage, there was a limit of 500 participants being talked about. And that has gone up since then, which is obviously positive. And also, I know amongst others, I'm sure, I've submitted my request to attend, as it were. But it's far from clear that it is recognised that CCTRDs are somewhat different in this discussion. So certainly if you register your interest in attending, you'll have to self-categorise as a technical or business or civil society participant. So I know we have people on the ground working on this, Byron and Demi and Hartmut and others. I'm just a bit worried that it won't be until rather late in the day that we might realise that we haven't got the places at the table that normally we might have. On the last call, I think I was suggesting that we might wish to raise a CCNSO concern, if colleagues agree. I've done that individually, as you might imagine.
This is Byron, maybe in addition, I just sent out some basic statistics received from Demi. So this is where you can see, and based on that, there is already 420 expressions of interest, and the physical limit of the venue will be 800.
Okay, thank you. So maybe as an action item from that, I can reach out directly to Demi and address those concerns and get a crisper understanding of what the expectation is around CC participation and what allocation, if any, is going to be considered for CCs, and at least be able to provide that information back to the council.
That would be very helpful. Thank you, Byron.
I see Peter, you have your hand up. Go ahead,
yep.
Peter.
Thanks, Byron. Just 2 points. First of all, strong support for the study group. I think it's crucial to keep the oversight, and even for those, I think, of us who are trying to keep track of all those initiatives, it's pretty hard. I, for myself, and I know I probably just missed it a month ago, but I just realized yesterday that there is another one that's not on this list, and of which one of the CC community members already participates, and that's the Global Commission on Internet Governance, of which Hartmut Glaser is a member, and Paul Toomey as well. So that might be another one to be added to that list. So but full support for working that study group. Secondly, on the representation issue, I shared Leslie's concern last time we discussed this, but now with less than, about a week to go, and still about 400 seats left, I think it's more of convincing the CC managers that they should sign up and get their interests recognized out there. I don't think that at the moment it looks like we'll be restricted by just the number of seats, but it's we need to make sure that people know that they should participate and they should understand the need to express their interest. So maybe through the CCNSO list we can give that another push, and I would be very happy to do the same through the RO list. On a related note, I think some of you know that the regional organizations are now part of the ISTAR group, and as such, they will be represented in the Brazil meeting. And so we would obviously be very happy, and I know I can speak for my colleagues here, to channel anyone's views or insights or comments of those that could not be there. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. That'll be helpful. Keith, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Byron. And just really echoing support for Leslie's comments, this I think is quite worrying, that I think the CCTLDs have been a little bit sidelined and isolated by others in the rush forward on various aspects of internet governance. I'm sure at the root of all of this is discussion over the IANA contract, and probably the group that's most affected by any changes to the relationship between the US government and ICANN over the IANA contract or the future of the IANA contract is of far greater to CCTLDs and governments than any other groups. So I feel that we've been slightly isolated, and we need our place, various places at the table, because we know we have a broad diversity of opinion that needs to be expressed. And I think, as well as being worried about Brazil, we also need to worry about trying to formulate as much of a consensus position that we can on what our feelings are relating to the future of the IANA contract. So we need to be acting quickly, but we need to be having seats at the table as well to get our voice heard. Thanks, Byron.
Thank you, Keith. Maybe I could ask as an action item to Bart, if we could send a message to the member list, just reminding them of their opportunity to participate, the date that they have to sign up by, and an easy-to-find link to help people get there, just as a reminder to our community.
Yeah, no problem. I will send it out as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. I see Young Am, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Byron. I mean, I fully support what Leslie has suggested about the study group also. But I have actually one question for Peter. Peter, you said that the regional organizations are now a part of the ISTAR, and that means Center and LACTLD and AFTLD and so on. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. There was a meeting in Santa Monica 2 weeks ago to which we were invited. Only Carolina could make it, and so she represented the ROs there. The next one is held the day after the Brazil meeting.
I actually have a question about that, because one of the items that were discussed in that meeting was the globalization of the IANA functions, as Byron has just mentioned. And I was just wondering, do you have any information on what was discussed with regard to the globalization of the IANA functions?
Peter, if you're talking, you're on mute, but I just, Yang, I want to remind you that Peter wasn't there, and Carolina was, and she has just sent me a written overview of her update, which does speak to that to some degree, and that will
okay.
be sent out.
Right.
To
okay, thanks. Thanks,
Byron. I wasn't muting.
Anything? Okay.
No. No, just to give some, but if the details are in Carolina's report, then that will show later. But to answer Jan's question, I know that part of the meeting was dedicated to that topic, and it was basically running through different scenarios and discussing a lot of what-ifs. And that's about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. With that, I think I'll close this section, and we'll go from the very serious to, also very serious, I guess. Sponsored lunches, item number 4. There has been some discussion due to the ever-growing success and size of the CCNSO in general, that the size and expense of lunch is getting to a point where it's not manageable or sustainable. You'll see that there is a resolution to consider ceasing the sponsored lunches. But the other problem is it's become a very small group of sponsors who are doing it over and over and over again. So that's one challenge. The other challenge, of course, is just the sheer size. As our group grows, the cost and the requirements for the venue are getting harder and harder to sustain. And as such, they're putting forward a draft resolution to cease the organization of CCNSO sponsored lunches. We see the resolution is in your materials. We're going to have to put it to the list. We don't have a quorum. But are there any comments one way or the other? Keep it brief, but definitely take comments if there are any. Hearing none and seeing no hands up, other than Young Am, I see your hand up, but I think that's that from the last comment. Peter, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. I was wondering if the option, and maybe it was in the paper and I didn't read it properly, but just a basic lunch, boxed sandwich lunch, is that an option? Because in locations, and we've seen it at central meetings as well, if people have to go out and get lunch, they're never going to be back within an hour. And so just in concern of keeping to our timing, it might be an interesting and cheap option just to provide people with the opportunity to grab a box and sit together in the meeting room or in the hall, wherever, and grab lunch, although that's obviously not the most luxurious option.
Peter, we have boxed lunches for the tech day whenever possible. First of all, it's even hard to find sponsors for the boxed lunches. And the boxed lunches are ridiculously expensive, actually. They are not much cheaper than a buffet. So, no, I don't think this is an option because, again, only 100 people would get it and that will keep the same problem.
Any other comments? Keith? Keith, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, someone else. Oh, okay, thanks, Byron. Look, just I think our secretariat have alerted us to what's quite a significant issue, and I don't think we should be wasting much time on this. It obviously is a problem, and I think that our concentration should be on the work that we have to do as the CCNSO. So I would suggest that we move on and actually accept the recommendation to find our own lunches in future and let the Secretariat concentrate on the important matters of supporting us and the work that we're doing.
Okay, thanks, Keith. I see Roloff has his hand up, and then after that we'll move on to the next section. Roloff, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Byron. I support the recommendation, but maybe with the suggestion to partly address the problem that Peter mentioned, maybe the Secretariat, before we leave for lunch, can give a few recommendations of places nearby the venue where participants can have a quick lunch. But I think for the rest, the sponsoring is definitely, it's not working, so we better stop it.
We're happy to do that, Roloff. So, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Thank you, Roloff. Thank you, Gabby. So I guess as an action, we look forward to your excellent recommendations, Gabby. Item number 5, council updates. I will kick that off. There are probably two items of note. One recently was the SOAC chair meeting, And there are actually a few others who participate in that, as well as relevant members of ICANN senior staff. It's a, typically an hour-long conference call, and at least 40% of it was Fadi providing an update on what ICANN has been up to, what he has been up to, and some of the key thrusts of his activities. Primarily, he seemed to be, in a sense, lowering the volume on the internet governance debate as we head into Singapore, and was definitely trying to change the channel a bit, focus more on core ICANN activities, budgeting side, operational excellence, and really focusing on that part of what ICANN is about, recognizing there will have to be some material discussion about internet governance-related issues, but definitely asking the various community members that we try to not limit them, but make sure that they didn't have a disproportionate weight vis-a-vis all of the other relevant activities that ICANN is engaged in right now. So I would say to a great degree that was his message overall, but also provided updates on continuing to internationalize ICANN. Singapore office up and running. And Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said there was something like 18 staff there now. And the Turkey office is getting traction with some new hires coming in. And he seemed to think that those regional hubs were really starting to take shape and also starting to benefit their local community. He made some reference in particular to comments and feedback they were receiving around various Asian countries being happy that they're getting serviced in their languages and their time zone. There was also discussion, of course, after he said all that, there was certainly discussion about internet governance and some of the various issues that were that the community is talking about and seeing, feeling, and experiencing. That was the thrust of the call. It was really, in a sense, preparatory to try to set the shape and tone for Singapore. The other material call I've had was with Heather Dryden, chair of the GAC, and that just happened yesterday, in fact. And that was requested by Heather, and just trying to get a sense of any issues that CCs are focused on in preparation for trying to have a better and more meaningful meeting between CC and GAC, and also just trying to unpack some of the issues around internet governance and a contract as CCs see it, or at least as I could present how our community is talking. So expect, Keith, that she's going to want to have a further and deeper dive into the FOI, the work of the FOI, which, you know, she continues to say is extremely helpful, and also, in a sense, how best to deliver the information for the audience in the GAC. So not in terms of the content isn't the right content, but how best to position it and message it and deliver it so that it's received in the best possible light. So I anticipate she'll be reaching out to you on that. And that's my update. Keith, Vice Chair update.
Thanks again, Byron. The ESO was on the call, the SOAC call that you were discussing with Fadi, who came on the call for 15 to 20 minutes and spent the whole hour on the call, as it turned out, and it was an interesting conversation. In addition to that, I attended an ISOC board meeting in Los Angeles, and then just coincidentally it went back to back with the ICANN meeting strategy working group, and that working group will be reporting in to ICANN Singapore, and actually potentially before ICANN Singapore, with its final recommendations. And just to give council a heads up on that, the suggestion from, or the recommendations from the meeting the strategy working group will be a slight reformation of the ICANN meetings from 2015 onwards, and really to three meetings a year, with the first and last meetings of being pretty similar to what happens now, but the middle meeting in the middle of the year to be a somewhat smaller meeting, primarily being a meeting of the SO and AC governance groups. It wouldn't prevent anyone from attending, but potentially, rather than having a CCNSO members meeting, we'd have a CCNSO council meeting, which members would be welcome to attend, and so on. So it'd be a shorter meeting of 3 or 4 days, and at a higher sort of strategic level. It seemed to be an option that sort of resonated with the survey that we did of our members about how many meetings a year they want, 2.5 meetings and so on, and probably with the big, probably fits what's needed for the CCNSO going forward. So I think that's just a heads up and an alert, but wait till you have a report. It's not a particularly long report coming out, but we should be studying it and thinking about whether it's our needs and discussing that in Singapore. As well as that, I'm currently attending APRICOT, APTLD, APSTAR meetings in Malaysia. It seems like since our last call, there's been an endless round of conference calls on internet governance inside and outside of ICANN, and sub-regionally and regionally as well. I've also participated in some of the webinars from the strategy panels as they got closer to their outputs, which has been quite interesting as well. But it seems like I've got a phone embedded in my ear at almost all times at the moment, and I'm looking forward to a bit of a break from that. And that's it for me.
Thanks, Keith. I'm not sure you're going to get that break on internet governance anytime soon. Item 5.3, any councillor updates? And just to begin with, I'll draw everybody's attention to Barack, who has posted some in the chat, posted a couple of comments there. But are there any other councillor updates?
This is Becky. I just wanted to let people know that the JNFO-CC cross working group has a draft charter and is going to have a call next week on that.
Thank you, Becky. Any other councillor updates? Regional organization updates?
Hi, Boris. This is Peter.
Peter, yeah, I think we only have Peter from the ROs. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
Following up on the email that I've sent to the list, are there any other comments on the exchange I had with GAC on the meeting improvements? By the way, thanks to Leslie and Gabby, they reminded me that 6 years ago or 5 years ago, there was a working group that already tried to achieve the same. I must confess I had completely forgotten about it. So if the people in that group, I think Keith, you were there, and Oscar as well. So if people from that group have any feedback to make sure that we can avoid making the same mistakes again, then I would very much welcome that. From the people that I talked to in the GAC, there was a enormous willingness to make things improve. That was the first thing I wanted to find out, is that unhappiness was just on the CCNSO side, but I can assure you that they feel very similar. And so they really want to change the format, they really want to change what we do, and hence a few suggestions. So I promised them to get back to them, in particular to Thomas, who will then raise it with Heather. I don't know, Byron, if Heather mentioned it during the call that she had with you?
Yes, she did, and I think that was in part the catalyst for the call. It did focus on how to best present and message and make most salient issues around CCs and internet governance / IANA, but it was definitely as a result of trying to make the meeting more effective.
I'm glad to hear it, and I'm not surprised that they picked it up. So I promised to get back to Thomas Schneider, who's the vice chair and who's liaising with Heather and a group of five who's apparently steering the GAC. I don't understand how their structure works. So I promised to get back to him to see if we can confirm the proposals, which were at the end of my email. And if that would be the case, then we can do a test run in Singapore and evaluate after that. I think in particular with the help from the programming working group and their survey of the meeting, we might see if we're making progress or not. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Barak, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say that we'll be having a registry course in Djibouti from 26th to 30th May, and it's part of the Africa Internet Summit, and I would like to extend the invitation to members of the CCNSO. We'll also have the Africa Domain Name Forum from July 7th to 9th in Nigeria. And again, I wish to take this early opportunity to invite members of the CCNSO to participate. Thank you.
Thanks, Barak. Any questions for Peter or Barak? Keith, you got your hand up. Go ahead.
Actually, it wasn't a question for either of them, but just a comment that Don Hollander is General Manager of APTLD again, and there was a bit of a mess-up in getting him re-added to the CCNSO Council. So I guess we probably, in the circumstances, should record an apology from Don for this meeting too, because up until about an hour ago, he wouldn't have known that it was on, and he's currently hosting APTLD's dinner.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Yeah, I know I saw that, literally an hour ago, as you say, but we have fixed that, and he's now on the list, right? Okay, staff update, 5-5. Bart, Gabby, Christina.
This is Bart. Just one. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Just a brief one. Say, Byron received a note from Akram Attila on name collision. It's been posted to the list, and it will be on the CCNSO meeting. Say, it will be part of the CCNSO meetings in Singapore. That's all.
From me.
Gabby or Christina?
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Peter,
Byron,
you have your hand up?
Yeah, sorry, I missed, I forgot one thing that I really wanted to mention. That is, I already mentioned in the past that I've found it always a hassle, or an uphill battle is probably a better description, to get proper speakers to central meetings to discuss ICANN-related issues. And thereby I mean that speakers who actually are familiar with the topic, who work on it, who are the experts within ICANN, who can talk to us about it to a degree that makes sense and that provides more information than we can read from Domain Insight or any similar blog. I just got a note from ICANN that they're again sending Nigel to do the CCNSO update. And given the feedback that we got last time, and I think given the sentiment, the feelings that some of you shared as well after that presentation, it was worth pointing out. I'll discuss with the central board, and definitely going
get comments from other members as well. That will probably be the last time that we have a CCNSO on the agenda. I mean, there is just too much relevant stuff to discuss than to have that type of updates as we had last time.
Peter, would it not be possible to have a centre member who's a council member do that update, perhaps, going forward?
Yeah, I mean, yes, they can absolutely contribute, but it's for me the problem is larger than that. It's not just only the CCNSO update. Nigel is going to talk to us about the stats and figures for the new GTLDs. He's going to talk about the IANA internationalization. He's going to talk about the CCNSO update. We're still lucky that we have Kim Davis to talk about the technical details of IANA, or he would have done that as well. I'm really not sure on what we should do to make clear to ICANN that we offer them an opportunity to talk to people that are typically not at ICANN meetings, and that we can bring some of the key issues closer to where the decisions are made.
I understand that, and I fully understand your frustration too. I guess I was just suggesting a separation of information from ICANN versus CCNSO participants who aren't able to attend the CCNSO being up to speed with CCNSO matters. Maybe it's the time to separate two things as just two halves as a presentation. I understand what you're saying about having the right person to speak to the various ICANN issues, and I share your frustration in that regard.
So can I just jump in
here?
Because I think the point that Leslie's made is an important point. If it's strictly somebody to speak on CCNSO-related issues, I think that Leslie makes a good suggestion in that a CC counselor from the region would be well-equipped to provide that kind of an update, which is separate and distinct from the personality delivering the ICANN messages, which obviously hasn't gone well. And that, to me, is also more a center issue, that it's not relevant to all of us and as a center member too, but I think that's an issue for center, not for this call per se.
Yeah, I understand, Byron, but I did want to signal it because I think it doesn't do justice to the work of the CCNSO if ICANN keeps on sending people that are not fully up to speed to express myself diplomatically on the workings of the CCNSO. It does not just do justice to all the work that all the counselors do and that the staff does in providing great services to members. And so therefore I think it is a CCNSO issue, and that's why I mentioned it on the call. Rest assured I'm going to take it off outside this call as well up to ICANN to see if we can solve this before this really becomes an issue. But I just wanted to signal it. So that's it. Thanks.
Okay, Peter. Thank you. I think the other thing that I could do is also signal it directly with senior ICANN staff that CCNSO portion of that is going to be handled by CCNSO members. Would that be helpful?
Sorry, I was moved. Yes, I'll talk to Katrina. I think she's the only board member, the only council member that's also attending the meeting. So, Katrina, I'll talk to you offline. Thanks.
Okay. Roloff, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, Byron, thank you. I agree with Peter. I do think it's a CCNSO matter because I was there at the center meeting at the end of 2013, which is more than the other two aimed at the participation of CEOs of CCTLDs. So I know what Peter was referring to, and I think one point is that it's absolutely not motivating for parties that are not directly involved in ICANN to start doing so, because it gives the impression that ICANN doesn't know what it's talking about. So it will have a negative effect on CC's participation in ICANN and thus also on CC's participation in the CCNSO. So I think it would be good if we send a signal on this to ICANN.
Okay, so I have heard nothing but negative feedback on that last meeting, and the comments you have just made have been echoed multiple times to me in various forms. Would it be helpful if I spoke directly to ICANN senior management and just in a diplomatic way ask for a different representative? I mean, how can I help you on this front? Certainly, I take your point.
I think if it's your diplomatic way, it would definitely be helpful.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, in terms of this particular discussion, maybe Peter and Roloff and Leslie, since you've all spoken about it, and anybody else that this particular conversation will be relevant to, perhaps we could take that offline and follow up on this very specific issue off this call.
Happy to do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Byron.
But we can do that later today or tomorrow. I mean, we'll do it immediately, but off this call. Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 6, working group update. Roloff, any SOP update?
We haven't done anything since the previous call, and not even anything since the call before that one. But I hear rumors, and they got more or less confirmed by Bart, that before Singapore, things will come out of the ICANN process, and more specifically, something out of the budget and operational planning process, and something will come out of the strategic planning process. But so far, it's been quite silent. And so the one statement that I can make or conclusion that I can draw is that, yet again, there is a lack of clarity about the process, and we are not sticking to the plan. And with we, I do not mean the SOP working group, but mean ICANN.
Right. Okay, thank you, Roloff. That is one subject that did get raised on the SOAC call, and that was around feedback and input from the community. And I spoke fairly bluntly, hopefully channeling your thoughts and comments, Roloff, certainly comments that the SOP has made before, on how ICANN will respond to feedback and input, and that it has not done a satisfactory job to date, and that your working group in particular, but others as well, have spent a considerable time and effort making comments and providing input and feedback, which is rarely responded to in a clear way. And Fadi made a very strong commitment, as did Xavier, who was also on the call, that feedback and input would be responded to clearly. So we'll see, but a strong commitment was made on that.
Okay, well, that particular wording of you is definitely in line with the position the SOP has been taking, and we'll just wait and hope that Fadi was right and that we will get something soon.
Thanks. Moving on. There has been a written update, 6.2. Any questions or comments? Otherwise, we'll move on to 6.3, FOI. Keith?
The FOI working group just completed a call 10 minutes before this call. This is the second reading of the terminology or glossary paper, and I think we have fairly useful consensus that we'll sort out the final edits and so on, and should have something ready to discuss in Singapore. So. So I think we've made progress since Buenos Aires, and we'll continue on target to conclude our work. My hope is that we have the framework of interpretation sewn up and adopted not long after I came to London that it be received from the CCNSO and the GAC by the board in London and then implemented immediately after that. So we're close to the end of our work, and certainly the biggest topic of revocation has been out for consultation. There was only two submissions received, and both are quite easily dealt with without involving any changes to the chapter on revocation. So we're on target to finish reasonably soon.
Thank you, Keith. Any questions for Keith and Peter? I see you have your hand up. Peter, go ahead, and if you are, you're on mute. So your hand is down. Okay. Becky, you had already spoken a bit about the CCWG. Anything further?
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm talking on mute. No, the drafting group will meet next week, and then we will circulate and go from there.
Thanks, Becky. Katrina,
yes.
6.5, I know you've certainly been busy.
So I think that today evening, word tomorrow will have the first draft of the agenda published. Just a short summary. We're going to have two sessions on internet governance. On Tuesday, we'll talk more about all those strategy panels, Brazil meeting, OneNet. We're going to have like interviews with the representatives of those panels, and just ask what they're doing and share their views and plans and so on. We also plan to have a lot of time for questions and answers from the audience. So because many people have indicated that they really would like to have more interaction with the panelists and ask questions and maybe share their own opinions. And on Wednesday afternoon, we'll have a panel discussion about the globalization of IANA function, where we're also planning to invite various representatives from different communities. What else? Of course, we'll have a security session on Wednesday morning, traditional CCTLD news session. And as Bart already mentioned, Akram will hopefully enlighten us about name collisions, and we're also planning to have some insights into different marketing activities in different regions, different CCTLDs. So that's a short overview of the program.
Thanks, Katrina. Item 6.6, ICANN Academy. Hong, do you have any comments?
Can you hear me, Valerie?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Academy Working Group is supporting a regional capacity building program, this Asia Pacific Internet Leadership Project, which will be held on 12th of March in Beijing. It's sponsored by Beijing Domain Name Engineering Center and the Beijing Normal University. It is free and open. Anyone who can manage to fly to Beijing, you're welcome to join the event. Back to you.
Thank you, Hong. Ron, did you want to add anything? I believe Ron is on the call. No? Okay. Number 8, the work plan. Bart, did you want to make any comment on the work plan?
No, not really. It's there for informational purposes, and it's a long-term one will be part of the council workshop in Singapore.
Okay, thank
Can
you.
Can I just ask a quick question on that, Byron?
Leslie, sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Just seeing the work plan reminded me of something that we discussed as council quite some considerable time ago, in that I remember Eberhard presenting to us on potential changes to Tech Day, and I'm not sure where that ever got to, so I just wanted to prompt that for an update in Singapore.
Yeah. Maybe just a quick point is that, say, the first item, say, the agenda committee for Tech Day itself has been extended or expanded. So we have ICANN staff on that one, Patrick Jones, and they are looking for further participation from other communities. But there are some, and it's definitely an item for the workshop in Singapore.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Item 9, simply the dates of the next meetings, including the Singapore meeting. That's informational. And then item 10, more specifically in terms of dates and times, but not to forget that we have our council workshop on Sunday. And I guess the other thing just bears some mention is the ICANN Gala is on a Monday evening. Certainly in the time I've been involved, is the first time it is not on a Wednesday.
Byron, okay. Keith has his hand up.
Okay, Keith, please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a very brief point. That on the Friday, the must be Friday the 20th, I guess, of March, there is going to be, by the sounds of it, an internet governance discussion, panel discussion being pulled together by Bill Drake. And that might be something that could be usefully attended by many just for information. It's apparently a cross-constituency discussion. And I think he's trying to pull together a panel of representatives from the SOs and ACs. Yeah, it is quite early to have it on a Friday. But nonetheless, it could be interesting. And that's probably enough on that. So, thanks.
Thank you, Keith. Item 11, is there any other business? Okay, hearing none, I will consider this meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. I look forward to seeing everybody in not too long in Singapore.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.